up.
Oh, okay.
All right, welcome to the November 6th regular meeting of the Chippewa Local Schools Board of Education. We will begin with a moment of silence followed by the Pledge of Allegiance.
We got nothing.
Flag should, find a flag.
Isn't this the president's job?
It's always there.
Board meeting.
Yeah, I know, I meant that.
I know that, because this happened to me. So the first question I had.
Serious, this first said to what?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Turn it around?
Oh.
Okay, Kay says turn it around.
The eagle has to be facing out.
The eagle has to be facing out?
Oh, there is an eagle, the other way.
No, right?
There you go.
Are we good?
Is that all right?
Under the place.
Other way.
Thank you.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mr. Hammond, would you call it?
Angeles.
Present.
Mrs. Finn.
Present.
Mr. Gullett.
Present.
Mr. Hirschberger. Mr. Shafrath.
Here.
Hey, Jeremy, Kyle, can you fix that leg so that table doesn't fall on Ira?
Oh.
Good eye.
Sorry.
That was the president's job.
Okay. Sounds like you want to be the president next year.
Heavens no.
We need a motion to approve the minutes from the October 9th regular meeting. Is there a motion?
So moved.
Motion by Finn. Is there a second?
Yeah.
Second by Shafrath. Mr. Osborne, you said you had an amendment to the minutes?
Yes, there's that Josh Strauss was hired as the 8th grade girls basketball coach and Sharby Howler was the 7th grade ball coach. That should actually be flipped.
Okay.
That should be, it's the same pay, so it's just a matter of Sharby will be the 8th grade basketball coach for the girls and Josh will be the 7th basketball coach for the girls.
Gotcha.
So it got put on the wrong, so we're going to flip it and we can amend the meetings to make sure it's correct. It's the same amount of pay, so we'll just reflect that in the minutes.
Okay. Are there any other questions, comments, discussion before the vote on the amended minutes? Hearing none.
Mr. Shafrath?
Yeah.
Mr. DeAngelis?
Yes.
Mr. Gullett?
Yes. Motion carries. Next, we'll move into the treasurer's comments and action items. Mr. Hammond.
Just a few very brief. So at this time of the year, we're starting to wrap up the basic financial statement for fiscal year 23. That is done by the accounting firm of Julian and Group. They have sent me their draft today. We'll be looking at that. We'll make whatever changes that need to be made to that so that it's correct, if there's any changes that need to be made through ODE here prior to the end of the month. Ray Associates, who does the work for the state auditor's department, they're hoping to have the audited financial completed by the end of December. They've been in for about a week and done field work. So I would anticipate that in my tenure here, this will be the first time that we've completed it prior to January, definitely before the end of February. So anyway, just kind of give you an update on that. One of those things is I was preparing stuff and looking back at all of the capital expenditures that we made last year. I just wanted to update you a couple of things going on this year. So the tennis court repairs, that is done at a cost of $47,500. The multipurpose room that's currently being in process right now, we have requisitions out there for $135,363 to bring that to completion. That would be my comments for this evening. We'll be meeting in 2 weeks. My main piece of that is getting approval of the 5-year forecast. I will be bumping my real estate taxes a little bit, only because from what I've been told, the increase in property values is about 35%. I will not put that much into my five-year forecast because I think House Bill, I believe it's 185, is still kind of convoluted, and there's still some discussion going on at the State House. But just kind of make you aware piece of that whole process. With that, I'm looking for approval of the October 20 financial report.
Is there a motion?
So moved.
Motion by Fenn, second by Shafrath. And any questions, comments, discussion?
I got a question. I think I was first on that.
Okay. Do you want the first?
Nope. Go ahead.
You want, okay. That seems like a job of the president to determine. Is there anything else?
So what does the president say?
First, he's already spoken.
Second by Shafrath. Is there anything else? No? Hearing none.
Mrs. Fenn?
Yes.
Mr. Shafrath?
Yeah.
Mr. DeAngelo?
Yes. Motion carries. Up next, we will move into the superintendent's updates. Mr. Osborne?
So, a couple things on the updates. April 8th eclipse come out a couple times. A handful of schools have already decided to close. We discussed with superintendents that we were going to kind of wait through the winter, and so winter went and see how many, if we had calamity days and some hours left over, if it was the right thing to close or if it was the right thing to actually purchase the glasses so we'd have the kids, you know, properly, whether they choose to participate, watch it, you know, whether it's, you know, after school or what have you. But several school boards have decided that they want to move and close ahead of time. We'll hear for a discussion here if anybody had any, you know, strong opinions or thoughts about it regarding the April 8th eclipse. It looks like potentially our Hazel Harvey CIS kids may just be getting off the bus around that 4 o'clock time. Mm-hmm. But our high school kids, would also on April 8th, we'd have kids in baseball, softball, track that would be outside. So regardless if we close school or not, you still run into those pieces. So I'm just looking for some feedback at this point in time regarding April 8th. I don't believe there's any great hurry to announce closing at this point in time. But as I said already.
What day of the week is it?
It's a school day.
That's good. It is a Monday.
It's a Monday. Okay.
So it'll be a long weekend.
When is spring break again? The week of the 11th? I'm just curious. I couldn't remember.
I'd have to look it up on
right.
the schedule.
Spring break should be the week before Easter.
When's Easter?
No, Easter is the 31st. I want to say it's the Sunday the 24th.
Yes. Starting the 25th, spring break.
Okay. I see no harm in waiting through February to see how many snow days we've used.
The reason why people did it was because they were concerned about safety, because the roads and highways are going to be congested. There's, I can't remember the numbers, there's quite a few people coming into Northeast Ohio. All the hotels, right. Everybody's booked, so I think they're worried about people being on the road.
Okay.
So from that aspect, I don't know if you should wait. If you're looking at it just because you think it's neat and nobody else is going to see it again, then I'd wait.
Sure.
It'd probably be better also to give parents more time to plan for a day off, but we're, 6 months out now?
So. Yeah, 6.
Thanks. I mean, there was a part of me on the educational side that I wanted to get every kid glasses, one for the safety, two, use it as that opportunity if we would have people that would come back, would be that. Two, I was worried about kids on the bus and having an out there depending on the timing. And yes, the newspaper article that Ashland is considered the ultimate spot to be. And so I've heard that they are booked up and it's expanding out to where it's going to be. But
is this similar to the one that was a few years ago, just super bright?
Yeah, I think in Kentucky was like the place to be a few years ago. My dad went down there. I forget where exactly. So I think now it's just like the place to be is Northeast Ohio, Ashland. We could still get the kids' glasses no matter what we do.
What if it rains that day?
I'm not the scientist.
Yeah, yeah.
As it rains, you know, if it's cloudy, I don't.
I'd be willing to bet if I scheduled concrete to pour that day, it'd be raining.
So you're trying to jinx the eclipse, or?
No, I'm just saying.
Well, the eclipse will happen. We just won't get to see.
Right.
I'll double check, but like I said, I think it's a healthy discussion to have. And I said, out of the 17 out of the 19 schools have all bailed. But everybody in Ashland County bailed last year. I mean, that was a given for them the moment it was announced. And Holmes County kind of went along with it. Wayne County, it just kind of slowly has trickled into. Right now, the only two that have not committed to the day off is Norwayne and Chippewa. But we had talked at the end of last year, when it first became clear it was going to happen during a school day, on that piece of wading through measuring snow days and calamity days, just because we look at it, if we have to make up days, we're tagging them on at the end of the year, then you have people that didn't want to be here at the end of the year, right, vacation plans, you run into the whole same issue in making up those days. So we kicked it around in those pieces, but the planning and the safety, I'll check on the rain and that stuff. And visitors is not sure how that impacts us. We don't have that much around, but I'm not sure how big that sprawl is going out to hotels and motels. Wadsworth, Norton, Barbiton, how big that sprawl is going to be, I don't know. But I'll continue that and looking at that, and I may bring that up again next month.
Yeah.
There on that piece. I got notified today, moving on to E-rate. E-rate, we approve every year. Usually that's something Sean and I always work on. We get funded by the government for lack of better, our Wi-Fi and internet. And E-rate is, we get discounted amount based on us, and we were always considered rural. So when I got the email this morning saying we are now urban, I had to take a step back. And so I dove into this. And so what has happened, because we are now urban, we're part of the Akron metropolitan area. So what it means at the bottom line is this. It's going to cost us another $11,532.26 out of pocket, because we used to get 60% of a rebate. Now we will 50% of the rebate because we are considered urban and part of the Akron metropolitan area. I went on to the sheet. I didn't know we had a bend number. We have a bend number. And we moved from urban, we moved from rural to urban, and we lost 10% funding. It's broken down into two categories of what it's going to be. And then we pay USAC, it's who you guys usually approve the agreement, and they'll have the agreement coming through. We pay them 5% of the total to do all the work for the paperwork for us. And so that's in that piece. So I'm assuming it's going to be the $16,000-$17,000 on that 10% change by the time we pay everybody to do all that. So I just want to give you that. I am not sure. I didn't understand how we became. We were just listed under the Akron metropolitan area and having a population over 25,000 in that area. So we lost 10% funding. So it impacts libraries and schools. Sean, I'm going to yell at anybody else.
Just libraries and schools.
Libraries and schools. So we're going to see an uptick. So when you see that high rural areas are getting more money, it's not that they gave them more money, they took some of ours is how I'm looking at it. Because I looked up neighboring schools, Rittman. They're part of the Akron metropolitan, they lost 10%. Your free and reduced lunch is also a part of that formula. So all that formula is there. So if we would have more on that, we wouldn't get quite 10%. So I haven't seen where Rittman falls on the reduced lunch total. It will be the same percent of ours. And Smithville's wasn't reported. So I just kind of did our neighboring districts on that piece.
It's a zero-sum game, is what you're saying?
Hmm?
It's a zero-sum game? Zero-sum game. Nobody's getting more money. It all balances out.
I don't know that.
Oh, okay.
But I'm saying there's been a big push for the Appalachian area, and there's a lot of money being put into that. What I'm going to say is we lost 10%, and we're considered urban in that Mollison area. So I don't know where it's at, but we lost 10%. And so I got this chart, and I got it printed it out, and I was just trying to interpret that as we were coming in here. So I'm going to try to shoot you an email when I get this all put together as exactly what it is. But our cost will go up. We'll have an agreement coming from them next month, from Universal Service Administration, USAC. But our cost will be going up on the e-rate. Count will move from 60% down to 50%.
Yeah, if you could send that follow-up to us, that'd be appreciated, because I'm just surprised. I guess I'm just not sure how we moved up to urban.
It is two pages of formulas, literally two pages of formulas. Each area has its own formula. You get a number, and it gets plugged in. So I didn't get a chance to go through it. That's what it's going to cost us. Okay. I mean, there's no negotiating.
Right.
They say this is your percent number.
Gotcha.
All right. So those are my two updates for tonight.
Okay.
I'm asking for the approval. I'm moving on to my next section
Moving on to the superintendent's agenda.
I'm looking to approve as if 100 Chromebooks for a total of $32,500. These will go to Hazel Harvey. The Chromebooks that we have there now and the current math programs, the graphics that come with it. We have to get the updated Chromebooks, because all of the updated there won't run on the old Chromebooks. So I'm looking for that purchase.
Is there a motion?
So moved.
Motion by Fenn. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by DeAngelis. Are there any questions, comments?
My question is, funding is coming from general?
Yes.
An ESSER or general?
I thought it'd be an ESSER.
It can't be. I just don't know what money's in there.
I'm sorry. It's what? ESSER. We debated back and forth, and I had to make sure I had enough in ESSER 4 because we've expended ESSER 1 and
right.
ESSER 2. And,
right.
And I needed to, I misspoke. It is ESSER.
Thank you.
It's ARP ESSER.
Okay.
Does that put Hazel?
No.
We're doing CARTS?
Correct.
Thank you.
We're still there.
Okay.
Is there anything else? Hearing none.
Mrs. Fenn?
Yes.
Mr. DeAngelis?
Yes.
Mr. Hershberger?
Yep.
Mr. Shafrath?
Yeah.
Mr. Gullib?
Yes, motion. Up next, we will move into the superintendent's consent agenda. Items under the consent agenda are considered under one motion. Is there a motion?
So moved.
Motion by Fenn. Is there a second?
Yeah.
Second by Shaffer. Mr. Osborne, is there anything you'd like to highlight on the consent agenda?
I'm just looking at out here. We're hiring a couple subs, bringing a non-bachelor substitute teacher in. We have a teacher who will be going to leave who has a student teacher that is that our principals and the other art teachers think is fantastic. So we'll be bringing her in to finish her student teaching as a sub for us also at the current sub rate. Basketball and the softball is taken care of, so nothing really that's out of the ordinary, unless there's a direct question for me.
Are there any questions, comments, discussion?
I have
coach.
One.
Oh,
go ahead. No, go.
Swim coach.
Okay, oh yeah, great question. So if we do not have a swim team, so the boys allowed us to use their facilities and their swim coach. We pay for any entrance fees into invitationals, tournaments, and things that they swim into, but the coach takes them on. We're not charged for the coach. We just have to hire the coach. The coach, our kid, and then they get full use. So they swim out of the Orville YMCA. They're not an Orville student, so there'll be a fee. That student will have to pay that fee, but all swimmers would have to pay that fee outside of that. When they go to an invitational, we'll pay their invitational fees. And they swim individual, and they also will swim representing us in the state tournament.
Okay. Sorry, Linda, you had something?
Good question.
We've had swim coaches before. We've had other people who swam and or worked through it, which I really appreciate.
No,
Oroville working with us.
I didn't
us.
Know.
Yeah.
We had that.
Either did I. So that was a 2 or 3 week thing to get that all figured out, but went through some past board meetings. But Mr. Ad Orville was very helpful with that.
Awesome.
Yes. Good. Is Dominic Heller a CHIP grad?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Class of 2021.
I thought so. Oh, 2021? Thank you. I thought he was. Thank you.
Is there anything else? Hearing none.
Mrs. Spen?
Yes.
Mr. Shafrath?
Yeah.
Mr. DeAngelis?
Yes.
Mr. Hershberger?
Yep.
Yes, motion carries. Next, we will move into board discussion. I have no items for board discussion. Does anyone? Hearing none. Now, next, we move into new business. I have nothing under new business unless somebody has something. Okay, so we have four purposes for executive session under A2, A7, B, and E. Is there a motion?
So moved.
Motion by Fenn. Second?
Yeah.
Second by Shafra. Any questions, comments, discussion? Okay. Hearing none.
Mrs. Fenn?
Yes.
Mr. Shafra? Yep. Mr. Shafrath?
I said yep. Sorry.
Mr. DeAngelis?
Yeah.
Mr. Hershberger?
Yep.
Mr. Golub?
Yes. Motion carries. I have time, 6:25, and we do not intend to take any action after executive session. Thank you all for coming.
Thank you all.
John, I am turned.